Welcome, CFAS. So with me today is Mr. Norma Okada, the financial specialist here on base. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing phenomenal. Can't complain. So I actually had some questions because, I'm actually PCSing here soon. So what do you have to say about PCSing?
Yeah, congratulations on your PCS. It can be a great time, but it also can be a stressful time. So I think the biggest part of PCS is planning. Right now, we're seeing that PCS is the biggest time that people get in trouble with their finances because of lack of planning. My recommendation is that you start planning for, you start saving for PCS every month, right? You have a PCS fund. Because usually most places, like when we tell people to come into Sasebo, they usually need about $15,000 to $20,000 startup costs, get a vehicle, move out in the show, other things. So that's one way to do it. The other thing you should be doing on PCS is seeing how your pay is going to change, right? We have a spreadsheet, and so does Navy Marine Corps Relief, where you can get a spending plan slash budget, where you can take a look at what you make now and take a look at what you're going to make at your new duty station. And that way, if your pay changes, you can make changes now before you get there.
Nice. So you mentioned the PCS fund. Is that different from the moving fund?
Well, it's the same kind of thing. Like, you know, I always say that it's not if you're going to PCS, it's when you're going to PCS. So I think how you can make it, like you get to your first duty station or even before you get there, you save $50, $25 a month, right? And I didn't come up with this. So there was a lady on the Facebook page. She was talking about that she saves actually money in a jar for PCS. And she's saying little amounts of money because you take those 3 year. So a good example is that I usually say if you go to a duty station for 3 years, all you have to do is save $300 a payday for 3 years, and you can come up, you can leave there with $21,600.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Little amounts, right? Small amounts, so you can go a long way.
That's actually really good advice. What are some of the hazards? Because you mentioned that doing PCSing, that's like the number one time people go broke. What's the hazards for PCSing?
Yeah, some of the hazards are, first of all, that people have to go, say they go TLA, if they're married or got dependents, to go TLA, TLE. And basically how it works is that you have to come out of pocket every 10 days, right? So you have to pay up front and then the government reimburse you. Well, now it's taking the government a lot longer to reimburse folks. And basically they don't have the money, right? So I usually tell these people, say, well, Norm, I got the Sasebo and I had to come out of pocket $20,000. And I say, at least you had $20,000. You didn't have to go to Navy Marine Corps Relief to get the money, because Navy Marine Corps Relief will give something called a bridge loan. Basically, they'll pay you the money, and then when you get the money back from the government, you just pay them back. So those are one of the hazards that we see.
That actually is something to look out for.
And then not checking credit reports, right? You should check your credit report before you go, because basically it's going to determine your interest rate that you get on a vehicle or even like renting and things like that. So you should do a check of your credit reports now, because anything that's on there is derogatory identity theft, right? You can always take care of before you get to your next duty station.